Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody earlier, but I had to get cut off. I answered one of these surveys for Home Depot. Did all the survey, and then I filled out the paperwork and had them take money from my credit card for. The way I understood it was they said it was for the pay for the shipping of this Dyson vacuum. Then they tried to take more money out of my account under the same thing to the same company. So at that point, my credit card company canceled everything. I think they took the first $5 or whatever, first amount. But when they tried to get the second amount, I didn't have. I just did it on a card that I had very little money on. So they canceled the card. So that was done somewhere. I ordered it January 5th or something, but it never came through. They took the money from my card. I had to do a new card and the whole thing. Now they sent me the same thing over again with the same deal, and I'm just upset that. They didn't send me the first one. Plus, they tried to charge me $150 or $125 more for the same unit. So what do you need from me?
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
23462.
I do thank you for that, sir. And may I have your first and last name, please?
William Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Give me one second. Alrighty, I'm put for security purposes. Could you please verify your address for me?
608 Pine Lake Drive, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23462.
Alrighty, and I do thank you for that. Give me one second while I locate an account associated with you. And I do see that back in January, and this you entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No, it was never stated on the ad that it was a sweepstakes. It stated that if you answered the survey for Home Depot, that you would automatically get the Dyson vacuum for the whatever the $5 or $8 or whatever it was for the service charge. It could be $7. I don't remember.
Yes, sir.
That would automatically be sent to your address. And then, like you said, they tried to charge me $125 more. And my credit card, at that point said no. And so I had to cancel the credit card.
Yes, sir.
I have a real problem with them taking money and not following through. There was nothing on there that it was a sweepstakes or a on that when I answered that survey.
Well, yes, sir. Really, that's what it was. It was a sweepstakes entry to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, I need to have them either to deposit my money back or, like I said, there was nothing in there saying it was a sweepstakes. It was saying for this order, you have to pay this much money for shipping to help with shipping. And there was never anything that I read on that whole program that said it was a sweepstakes. So, either you guys owe me a vacuum cleaner or my money back.
So we're just a third-party call center, and we just handle promotions for a variety of companies. And as I stated, it was a sweepstakes entry, and what it did in the terms and conditions of it, it stated that you would be enrolled in a monthly subscription to a meal planning app, and it enrolled you into the one that's called the Bites Hub. And now,
I don't even want to do something like that.
I could have made it 30. I could make it $20 a month for you. We are running a special at the time.
No way.
Okay.
No
Ready?
Way.
Give me one second, and I
no
can
way.
Get you counseled out of this. Okay.
Right. And I would like since I canceled that credit card, they're going to have to send me back a check.
Mm-hmm. Artie, sir, I've gotten you canceled out of this. You can't be billed anything further. That cancellation does take effect immediately. Now, since these were this was deemed a valid charge, because I do see the first time they bill you was in January, and they billed you again on February the 4th. The refund that can be offered to you is 35%, which would be $17.46 that can be refunded to that account.
They can send me a check, because I don't have that card anymore.
Do you accept the refund of $17.46?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Well, sir, it's going to go back to the account it was billed on, and the only thing you can do is notify your financial institution that you have a refund that is actually coming to you. Okay?
That'll be fine.
Yeah, you can notify them that you have a refund, and it should go back to their account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
That'll be fine. Thank you.
All right. You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.